I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. 46 people die every day from opioid overdose in the U.S. The state of Michigan, home to Set Free Ministries, recently received a $10,000 grant to broaden access to treatment and improve prevention. Set Free's Dean Vandermeer says there's a spiritual element that's not being addressed. By introducing biblical truths, they're helping addicts find freedom. Learn more at missionnews.org. And Nigerian unrest triggered by the 2019 election cycle isn't stopping Bible translation. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says 250 new languages are set to begin translation within the next year. By working on Bible translations, many Nigerians have overcome historic tribal and cultural differences. Getting scripture into their heart language becomes more important than what sets them apart. Local believers say the need for God's word is urgent because opposition to Christianity is on the rise. You've been listening to Mission Network News, the service of One Way Ministries. I'm Todd Morris.